There's a bitter battle between Yosef and the brothers, a battle about the way that the destiny of Klal Yisrael should play out. Yosef ends up being sold by his brothers to merchants that are selling spices. Now Rashi says, normally Arabs don't sell spices. They normally carry oil, which is oil, which is smelly. But instead of Yosef ending in the back of a oil tanker, he's at the back of a spice truck on his way down to Egypt. Now why would they be carrying spices? Says Rashi, because Hashem wanted Yosef to have a pleasant trip to Mitzrayim. It just wouldn't be pleasant if he was going at the back of an oil tanker. So Hashem caused that he would travel in a spice truck. Now, do you think it makes a difference to a person who's being carted to jail whether he's going in a limousine or a golf cart? He's going to jail. Do you think it makes a difference whether he has a few nice spices to smell on the way? Here Reb Chaim Shmulevitz tells us a message. Says Reb Chaim, in the most darkest, troublesome moments in life, the reaction people have is they get upset. They feel abandoned. They say, Hashem, why did you forsake me? Why did you leave me alone in the most needy of moments? Why did you do this to me? At that moment, at that difficult moment, depressed and alone, it's so easy to lose hope. Now, Yosef had just been sold. Now, we have arguments. Brothers and sisters get into fights. But this is where his own family had sold him out. And Yosef is sitting on that caravan by himself. And all of a sudden, that person who's in that moment, all feeling so alone, he says, Hashem, he sees some light. Is that you? You haven't forsaken me? You're with me all this time? You're at my side? You mean, Daddy, you're here to hold my hand? I don't feel abandoned anymore. You're still going to protect me. At that moment, a person finds hope. That person has a new feeling. I know I will get out of this situation. You're still here. I know I can overcome this problem. Yosef HaTzadik, he sees Arabs selling spices. It wasn't so that he could just smell something nice, but it was a message Yosef was being sent. In spite of everything you have been through, despite not knowing if you will see your father again and the troubles that are about to come, I'm right here, holding your hand. I'm going down with you to Mitzrayim. That was the message Hashem was telling Yosef, and that was the point of the spices. Hashem was telling Yosef, I'm still with you, protecting you. At the time of the Hanukkah story, there was so much darkness. Klal Yisrael felt abandoned, and there was so much darkness that would follow. Just a while later, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and we're still in that same golus. And in that darkness, there was light. There was a moment of Rabim Biyad Ma'atim, a band of brothers taking on a world superpower, the few against the many. And the Kohanim, once they won the war, they run into the Beis HaMikdash looking for something pure. They can't find anything, but they continue to look. They knew that Hashem was there. They just had to keep on looking. They continued to look, and they found him. Hashem says, you found me, you searched for me, I will show you my light. For the person that looks for me, finds me. And there they found that little drop of pure oil in that darkness of Tumah. And that light continued to burn and burn. That was the light of Hanukkah, a light that they found in the darkness that just won't go out. There was a teenager that was going through a certain challenge. So he went over to Rabbi Fach. He said, you know, as difficult as it is, I know that Hashem is by my side. Rabbi Fach, he said, you know, you speak with such maturity, such clarity. Where does it come from? And this boy shared that it was just a year before that. In 2005, he had an appointment in town. His parents had dropped him off and he's on his way to town. He looks at his watch. He sees that he's early for his appointment. So he gets off the bus. He walks a few yards, a few meters, and as he walks away from the bus, he hears this huge explosion, and there's sirens, ambulances, people screaming. He's okay, he checks himself, sees he's okay, and he knows his parents are going to be worried, they're going to hear about these bombings. It was 2005, the bus bombings, and he tries to call his parents, there's no connection, too many people using the network, and he runs and runs and runs. Tears, gratefulness of being saved. He's running 1 hour and he gets back into Golders Green. And he runs and he sees his parents. His parents hug him and say, "We were so worried because we knew that 8:50 when the bombs went off, we knew that you were supposed to be on that bus." And the boy looks at his parents and says, 8:50? That's not when the bomb went off. The bomb went off at 8:30. And the parent says, "But on the news, they said it was 8:50. And the boy looks at his watch and says, "No, I got off the bus at 8:30. He looks at his watch again and he sees that his watch has stopped at 8:30 that morning. And then he realized that Hashem had orchestrated that was on that day. At that moment, his watch would stop and that would save him and make him get off that bus. And Rabbi Fachi turned to this boy and he said, "You know, take a picture of this watch. And if you ever feel alone, if you're unsure if Hashem is at your side, this watch will be your reminder." We think Chanukah is a time to appreciate even the things we've taken for granted in our life. To look in nature and realize that all the things we've been granted and gifted is a gift by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, in the moments of darkness, we feel the light of Hashem. That little candle, that little wick, that little flame. On Chanukah we light those menorahs. And it reminds us that in the darkness we can look and smell the spices. To look and find our own flask of oil. It's Hashem's way of telling us, "I'll never leave you. And Daddy's still here and always will be holding your hand."